The following encounter show may contain sensitive topical information that could be inappropriate for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Ought Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Thanks for tuning in to Encounter today. If you've encountered grief because of a loss of a child or something unexpected happened to one of your family members, are you through that? Are you still struggling? Well, my show today has two different guests with two different scenarios that might fit your life and what you're going through. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in today. My first guest is Camille Cates. Camille, welcome.
Judy, thank you so much for inviting me.
Can you first of all share with listeners just a little bit about your story?
Sure. So this topic is one that's really deeply personal to me because it's part of my own story. The first sexual experience that I had was actually an assault by a boyfriend, but that was something that I didn't really realize or recognize as an assault until years later, after I was married even. So as a teenager and young adult, that initial experience just really sent me in a downward spiral of brokenness. And it wasn't until God's word and some godly mentors were able to come alongside me that I could see that Jesus really meets us in our suffering with that compassion and hope that he has to offer. And then as a biblical counselor, I've had the opportunity to walk alongside a lot of women and a few men to just encourage them and help them through that process. So it's something that impacts quite a few of us. And then I also have a part of my story is I had a young infant daughter who I had outside of marriage and was dating another boyfriend, and he ended up sexually assaulting and shaking her to death. So I have my own personal experience, but I also have the experience of walking through tragedy of a loved one who's experienced that.
So you've been writing books about this topic and helping women and men through Bible studies over the past few years. I remember when your first book came out, we interviewed you then, and you shared a lot more about your story. But what is the title of your new book now?
Sure. The new book, the latest book out is After Sexual Trauma, Finding Renewal in Christ. And each chapter answers a question that's typically common to a victim or survivor of abuse or assault. But one of the most common questions, very painful question that we wrestle with often is, was it my fault? I know that I did after my own assault. You know, we question, was it something that I wore, something that I did, where I was? And we tend to try and kind of take that on ourselves. But thank the Lord, there are some great biblical narratives like Dinah's story in Genesis 34, Tamar's story in 2 Samuel 13 that make it clear to us that the fault always lies with the perpetrator, never the victim. Understanding that truth is key, especially moving past false guilt and finding that renewal in Christ.
So false guilt is one common question. What are some other struggles survivors face that make them ask questions?
Yeah, well, just by the nature of God's design for sex, which is beautiful in marriage, but broken outside of marriage, you know, sex impacts us physically, emotionally, relationally, spiritually. And so I think another common question we talk about in the book is, am I damaged beyond repair? And I know that's something that I struggled with after I was married. I didn't understand that some of the trauma and some previous memories of experiences would invade my mind during that marital intimacy. And that would just startle me and leave me feeling very confused and feeling broken and ashamed. So, you know, tomorrow's story ends in silence, but ours doesn't have to. because Jesus meets us there where in our suffering, and he offers comfort, but also a brand new identity in him. So in Christ, we're not damaged beyond repair. He repairs, renews, and restores.
So how do you get those thoughts out of your mind? You know, the devil tries to bring things back to our remembrance that are really damaging to every psyche, every part of us.
Yes. And Judy, it is a long and can be very difficult process. It can be easy to say, you know, take our thoughts captive like scripture tells us to do. But when you're having kind of a whole body, whole person experience in sexual trauma, there's other things that can accompany those thoughts. So, you know, taking those thoughts captive is true and will help, but a lot of times we need the support of a counselor or a trusted Christian friend or church leader to walk alongside us and help us as we're trying to renew our mind with the truth. You know, so when lies come into our minds about maybe it's even something that the perpetrator said to you at the time that they were abusing you, maybe they saddled you with an identity, and we hear that sometimes over and over in our minds. We have to renew our minds with the truth of who our identity is in Christ. And so really taking those thoughts captive, but also realizing that we're going to have valid emotions that come up with that, like anger. We can have righteous anger over what God has righteous anger over, and he's angry that we've been sinned against. It's what we do with that anger. How can we respond in a godly and right way, even though we're angry?
Wow. So Camille, what are the first steps for navigating guilt and shame, which I imagine are the two greatest emotional challenges for those who have gone through sexual abuse?
Yes. So the most important thing a survivor needs to understand is that what happened to you was absolutely not your fault. Even if the perpetrator was someone that you were dating, Judy, I've had more and more, and I've talked to some colleagues, more and more of us are seeing rape and assault, even in marriage. If you've previously given someone consent to have sex, it doesn't mean that the next time they see you that they can assault or abuse you. All sexual abuse and assault is always wrong. So recognizing that truth is the first step towards releasing false guilt and beginning to heal. The next step would be acknowledging that someone intentionally took advantage of you through coercion, manipulation, or force. So Deuteronomy 22 talks about the woman in the field who was assaulted. You know, so when we think about that woman, just like her, your inability to stop the assault does not make you complicit. You know, as we learn from scripture and turn to God in prayer and seek support from trusted Christian friends or counselors, that will help us move from self-blame to freedom and renewal that Christ offers us.
How about rebuilding your own trust in this situation? I'm sure that trust plays a major role when you are assaulted or go through abuse.
Oh, absolutely. And trust takes a rebuilding. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in rebuilding trust, and because trust has been broken. And it depends on where people are in their knowledge of who God is. Learning his attributes, seeing those things from scripture, seeing where God has been faithful in your past can help you, you know, remember that ultimately God is the only one who is completely 100% trustworthy. God has never sinned against you and never will. His faithful love will always be there. So even when we can't trust people, we can trust God with our lives. But even that can be a slow learning process.
Camille Cates is my guest, and she wrote a book that might help you if you've gone through some of these things that we've been talking to on Encounter. Camille, give people the name of your book and where they can find it.
Sure. It's After Sexual Trauma, Finding Renewal in Christ is the subtitle, and they can get it at newgrowthpress.com, the publisher. It's on Amazon. You can go to my website, agrittygospellife.com, and even find the link there.
What's the name of your website again? I love that name.
It's A Gritty Gospel Life. agrittygospellife.com.
Amazing. Camille Cates, forgiveness is often a really big theme in spiritual healing, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Forgiveness is actually one of the hardest parts of healing, I think, after abuse or assault. I know after my daughter's sexual assault and murder that I talked about, I really wrestled deeply with wanting justice. I even talk about in my book, after it had happened and he had been arrested, I just thought to myself, just give me 5 minutes alone with him in a room where he's handcuffed, and I will exact my own vengeance, my own justice. But the Bible tells us to leave vengeance to our God. You know, he really is the only one who has perfect justice. We talk about that in the book as well. But over time, the Lord softened my heart, showing me that his mercy toward me was what could help me be able to forgive others who had caused me deep harm. And so really understanding God's forgiveness over our sin is key to being able to want to forgive others. And I think compassion too, we have to kind of cultivate compassion for the one who has sinned against us. But it also, Judy, it doesn't mean that we're minimizing what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It just means that we're entrusting justice to the only one who can carry it out perfectly, and that's God himself.
Wow. Camille, I really appreciate you joining me today for this show, and I'm sure that people who are listening are going, wow, she's got some great insights. So your book again, After Sexual Trauma, Finding Renewal in Christ, where can people get this book?
They can get it at the publisher, newgrowthpress.com, on Amazon, Christian book distributors, or on my website even, agrittygospellife.com.
Agrittygospellife.com. Love it. Camille, thanks for joining us. And I hope this has helped you. And I hope that God can use Camille's book to continue to minister to you in your life if you've had some of the same challenges that Camille faced. Camille, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Judy.
And for being brave to share your story and tips you've learned.
My pleasure.
This has been Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks so much for joining me today.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.